Chinook's heading back into the dugout as looks like we're all good to go. And still time taken as they point on down. And with that, a new outfielder coming into the game as well, as number 21, Nate Gray, goes from first base to left field, and the left fielder, Jacob Coes, is coming back in. He's out of the game, and it looks like number 36 is back over at first base. And that's Drew Reynolds. Oh, Drew Reynolds coming in for Jacob Coes in a little bit of an interesting play after Jacob Coes kind of fell down out there. And on the 1-1 count, it comes home and misses for ball number two to Andre Madunio. So a couple of defensive replacement. Well, one defensive replacement. And out there in left field, Jacob Coes kind of struggled to pick up the ball. Swing and a miss from Madunio brings the count 2-2. And because of that, it did also allow that run to score, even though he isn't going to be given an error on that play. So now a 2-2 count with one away. Base is empty to Madunio. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three and the second out of the first inning. Rafters still have a 2-1 lead. And Gunnar Miro up to the plate with nobody on. And two away. Gunnar Miro, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Nate Siemny looking to get things rolling along. Pitch comes home. It's on the outside edge, called for strike number one. And I mentioned it, Miro had been steaming hot to start off his Rafters career, but as of late, hasn't been as dominant, but this one's a fly ball towards right field. It's dropping down the line, but a diving play by the right fielder and a good pickup by the man, Tyler Priest, for out number three. And that brings up the top of the second. The Rafters are able to score two runs on two hits. There was one error and nobody left on base. It's 2-1 heading into the top of the second. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning coming your way here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Rafters are taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. It's 2-1 Rafters after an odd play sent home both runners. Mason Oñate and Noah Ruiz came home after both stealing a bag. It was on a wild throw down trying to catch the runner stealing. Ended up in left field. So two runs came across for the Rafters, and it's a 2-1 Rafters lead. Top of the first, though, it was four straight hits to start off the game for Lakeshore. Since then, it's been three up, three down, as Esteban Garcia leads off and fouls this one away. Garcia, the left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Garcia, Senior, and Zvorek are due up this inning for the Chinooks. 0-1 count is a little upstairs to make it 1-1. And that's the 8-9-1 batters that are due up. So we'll get to see the top of the order once more for the Chinooks. But Brennan Cohen trying to get back into the game here. He misses that one inside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And looking a little more at Brennan Cohen's recent run. Last time up, allowed that one run on one hit. This pitch in there called for strike number two, makes it a 2-2 count. And his previous couple of appearances, back at Fond du Lac, didn't go his way. Back at Lakeshore, didn't go his way. He went two innings pitched, allowing five runs. All five were earned on four hits and five walks. 2-1 count is fouled back. Now 2-2. And Esteban Garcia entered this game batting 180 with a 573 OPS. Not the start to the season that he's been hoping for. Left-handed hitter from Boston College. Cohen taking his time, now gets ready to fire on the 2-2. Check swing, it missed inside. Did he go? No, it didn't. And that's ball number three. Nearly hit Garcia, but he also nearly went. Either way, it's a full count. Pitch number seven, almost on the way from Brennan Cohen. And Cohen, like I said earlier, even if he got out of that first inning, his pitch count was going to be way up there, and it was. He was at 28 pitches in the first inning. This one a foul ball as it goes straight back. And pitch number eight upcoming. Going up to 35 pitches. Hasn't recorded an out in the second inning. It's a 3-2 count with nobody on. Garcia does have one home run on the season, but generally is trying to get on base. 3-2 count here is just south of the zone for ball number four, and that's a leadoff walk on eight pitches from Garcia as it brings up Colin Senior with nobody out and a runner on first, down 2-1 in the top of the second inning. Chinooks hoping to make the comeback, but the Rafters in front of the home crowd looking to give them a good game. And on this season, the Rafters have had some success against the Chinooks. 3-1 with all four of those games at Lakeshore. This one's ripped towards left field. Royce Clayton is running over to it. He misjudges it in the sun. It's lost. He picks it up down the line, and it's going to end up a stand-up double for Colin Senior as Esteban Garcia goes over to third base. And it brings up the top of the order, Beckett Zvorek, with runners on second and third and nobody out in the top of the second. 2-1 Rafters at the moment, but the Chinooks have five hits off of Cohen already. And they have been keyed in on his pitches so far this game. Cohen looking back to second a couple times, now brings it home, and this pitch inside misses for ball number one. Zvorek, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, it's his second time up at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup here in the top of the second. Cohen brings the ball into his glove, now fires, and it's a little high for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Zvorek, his first time up, ripped a leadoff double back in the first inning. Came around to score as well after a stolen base. 2-0 count. Check swing, and it misses outside for ball three. 3-0 count to Zvorek. One of the better batters in this Lakeshore lineup, batting .388 on the season. Guy from Arizona State. 3-0 count coming home. It's a flare out towards center field and gets down. Here comes one run, and here comes the go-ahead run. It's 3-2 Chinooks as Beckett Zvorek picks up the 2-RBI single. His second hit of the game and the sixth of the Chinooks as the Rafters have yet to record an out in the second. So Esteban Garcia scores from third. Colin Sr. scores from second. And now a runner on first base with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Lakeshore up 3-2. Brennan Cohen, the righty on the mound, takes on the righty David Hogg. The first pitch is a little tight for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And David Hogg up for the second time today. He is the right-handed hitting shortstop from Louisiana State, LSU. Runner on first showed that he was taking off, but retreats as the pitch comes in and is called a strike. Now 1-1. Alejandro Morales warming up in the Rafters bullpen. And they're hoping that Cohen can work out of this, but Morales might be needed sooner rather than later as the pitch is nailed down the third baseline, but grounded foul. And a 1-2 count on the way to the shortstop. Kyle Miklas on deck. Hogg's already got an RBI on the game. He singled back in the first inning. Sent home Zvorek, and Zvorek stole third, but Zvorek, no steal attempts here. It's a little bit of a leadoff there as this one is popped up towards the right side of the field. Eric Parker underneath it and makes the catch for out number one. So caught the pop-up, and it brings up Kyle Miklas to the plate with one out and a runner on first in the top of the second. Chinooks up 3-2. Offense early in this one. Brennan Cohen steps back on the mound, and Kyle Miklas, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. It's a flare down the left field line, reaching foul territory, and it lands out of reach of third baseman Noah Ruiz. And the count goes to 0-1. Miklas, his second time up at the plate, back in the first inning, he had a double. He was part of that four hits in a row run that they had. Earlier in the second, it was a walk and back-to-back hits to lead it off. Well, after allowing four straight hits in the first, he retired three in a row. Well, after allowing three straight hits here, maybe he'll retire another three in a row. But that pitch outside makes it 1-1. Tyler Preece on deck, and Preece has already done damage. You really don't want to see him up. Miklas from West Texas A&M has that runner on first, who's taking off. Pitches high and outside. Throw coming down, and it gets away from Onyade into center field. So a stolen base for Zvorek as the pitch is called a ball. And then Beckett Zvorek advances to third on the error. So now a runner on third base with only one out in the top of the second inning. Brennan Cohen looking to deal with the traffic. Noah Ruiz is pushed up close. He's over on the third base side and right up on the edge of the infield grass. 2-1 count. It's popped straight back out of play, and it lands on top of the press box to make it a 2-2 count. A runner still on third base with one out. Cohen, the right-hander, taking on the left-handed hitting Miklas. Rafters had their First win in a while last night. 2-2 count coming here. This one's hit high in the air towards left center field. It's catching a bit of wind, but Clayton is there. He'll make the catch, throw it on in, but it's not going to be enough to catch the runner going from third on home. Sacrifice fly from Kyle Miklas, an RBI that sends home Beckett Zvorek, and it's a 4-2 Lakeshore lead in the top of the second inning. And Cohen still not having the success that he was hoping for. But the bases are empty with two outs in the top of the second. Brings up Tyler Priest to the plate. First pitch is taken low and away for ball number one. Priest, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Chinooks. This is his second time up. It's a righty-righty matchup. Cohen steps back, now sends it home. Here's a single. No, it's going to be caught in center field on the run by Gunnar Myro for out number three. So another few runs come across. Three runs on the two hits. There was one error. And along with that, nobody left on base. It's 4-2 Chinooks entering the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
I have to imagine that Coz hasn't been giving much defensive effort out there, and they saw him like mess up.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, and the Rafters down 4-2. They're looking to make a comeback. So far, it's been back and forth between these two teams as the offenses have been showing off early. And for the Rafters, they'll be taking on Nate Ciemne once again after Cohen allowed four runs. This first pitch ripped over to first base, but caught out of the air by first baseman Drew Reynolds for out number one. So a liner that was caught by the first baseman. First baseman on first baseman crime right there. Brings up Eric Parker with one away and the base is empty in the bottom of the second. A 4-2 Chinooks lead, and Parker, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Nate Ciemne brings the glove to his face, now fires. This one's hit towards right center field. Going back, it drops down into the outfield grass. Parker's trying to turn this into two. He's off to second. The tag is there in time, and it's applied for out number two. Single from Parker, but tried to turn it into two. Not the right gamble. And two up, two down on two pitches in the bottom of the second inning. Well, up to Pat Costin. Can't put one into play on the first pitch here unless you're going to get a hit. I tell you what, don't want a three-pitch inning. And Costin, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters, he comes up to the plate against the right-hander Siemne. It's two away, bases empty in the bottom of the second, still 4-2 Chinooks. Siemne brings it home but misses outside, so there goes the three-pitch inning. Not going to happen here. Well, I mean, you could intentionally walk Pat Costin if you wanted and try to pick him off, but that's not going to happen. 1-0 count, misses inside, now 2-0. And Pat Costin, he's been looking better and better as of late over his last few games for the Rafters. He's continuing to improve, just a freshman from the University of Indiana. On the season, batting just 162, the pitch misses a little low, and it's a 3-0 count to the left-handed hitting catcher. Austin, his last game, went 1-for-3 against Madison yesterday. He also drew a walk in that game, reached twice. This one is low for ball number 4, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Costin after the Rafters went 2 pitches and 2 outs to start off the inning. So a little more patience as it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with 2 outs and a runner on first base. Rafters down 4-2. And Clayton, he's been getting a good piece of the baseball in his last few games as well. He's still looking for that first home run on the season. He's got the power to do so. First pitch is in there, called for a strike. Brings the count to 1-0. And on the season, batting 270. Right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. Clayton, the ninth man in the batting order. Top of the lineup up next, but it's hit over to shortstop on the ground, and it's a flip over to second, 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And that does it for the second inning. So the Rafters score no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's 4-2 heading into the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Third inning coming your way here from Witter Field as the Rafters got to get some momentum going. Brennan Cohen back out to work. He's already up over 50 pitches. He's thrown 52 through the first two innings, so looking for more efficiency here, but more importantly, looking to stop the runs from coming through from Lakeshore. It's a 4-2 Chinooks lead, and in the top of the third, due up for the Chinooks is the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the order, and that's the pinch hitter, Drew Reynolds. Not quite a pinch hitter. He was a defensive substitution for Jacob Coase coming into the game, and first pitch to him is taken for a ball, 1-0 count. And Reynolds, left-handed hitting first baseman, takes this pitch outside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count, and Jacob Coes, he was playing in left field to start the game, but had a misplay of a ball out there on one that was able to score two runs, as here's a grounder up the middle. It takes a lot of topspin, but Brennan Cohen's able to pick it up and throw it over to first in time for out number one. 1-3 on the putout, and it's now a one-out inning with nobody on in the top of the third. 4-2, Chinook's lead, and they'll be bringing up Brody Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Chinooks. He's up for the second time today, and it's a righty-righty matchup. Cohen looking to bring it home, brings the ball into his glove, now fires, and it is low for ball number one. Rasmussen up for the second time today. He is 0-for-1 in the game. He popped into a fielder's choice back in the first inning. 1-0 count is hit high in the air toward shallow center field. Running up to it, Miro. He'll call it off and make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning. Brennan Cohen starting to find his groove as he's retired the last five straight batters. And it brings up Nate Gray to the plate with nobody on and two outs in the top of the third inning. And Cohen still up there in the pitch count, but seems like, at least for the time being, he's found his spot. First pitch on the way, it's low for ball number one. Nate Gray, right-handed hitting left fielder. After starting at first base, he moved over to replace Jacob Coes. He's got a 1-0 count. It's a righty-righty matchup. Cohen steps back, now brings it home. This one's hit to right field and gets on through for a hit. So another hit for the Chinooks, and it's a two-out single from Nate Gray that brings up Esteban Garcia. Two outs, runner on first base, top of the third. 4-2 Chinooks, and the Rafters scored their two runs in the bottom of the first inning. They took a 2-1 lead there after the Chinooks had scored one in the first, but the Chinooks in the second inning, they scored three runs. Pitch on the way home. It is outside for ball number one. And Garcia up at the plate. He is a left-handed hitting second baseman for the Chinooks. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Owen gets set out there. Now fires home, and it's fouled back to bring it 1-1. Garcia up for the second time today. He drew a walk back in the second inning. He also came around to score on that walk, thanks to the two RBI single from Beckett Zavoric. That's the last time a run came home to score. Garcia from Woodhaven, New York, has a runner on first ahead of him. 1-1 count on the way. It's hit up the middle towards the right side, and Eric Parker dives but can't get there. It's into center for a base hit. Back-to-back hits from the Chinooks. And it brings up Colin Sr. with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the third inning. Still a two-run Lakeshore lead. And two singles in a row, it's a little bit dangerous, but Cohen hoping that it doesn't compound into this one. Really wants to get through this inning without allowing another run. He's allowed eight hits on the game. Also has issued just the one walk, but when the opposing team is getting that many hits on you, it's tough to record outs. This one hit right over to Eric Parker. He fields and throws it over to first in time for out number three. So no runs come across for Lakeshore for the first time this game on two hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. It's 4-2 into the bottom of the third. Rafters looking for the comeback when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third here from Witter Field, and the Rafters down 4-2. Nate Ciemne back out there for the Chinooks as he's been relatively strong to start off this game. He's gone two innings, allowing two runs. The Rafters have three hits and one walk off of him, but Ciemne also has one strikeout. The Rafters on the base paths have struggled a little bit, but they did have a pair of stolen bases from back in the first inning on a double steal. First pitch to Chris Diaz is outside for ball number one. And well, I was trying to tell this story earlier back in the first at-bat, but he was given jersey number 46 back against Madison yesterday, and in the doubleheader he wore it for both games, and he reached base six times. He said, "I like that." This one's hit high in the air towards center field, lost at first, but now found by Rasmussen, and he makes the catch for out number one. And the sun still doing tricks on the eyes, but the ball hit so high it went over the sun as it's starting to set over the horizon here in Wisconsin Rapids. 7:30 p.m. and well, with that, finally, it seems like the temperature is going to start going down. It was a very hot day today. Got all the way up to 93 degrees, now down to 88. Yeah, down to 88. Still sunny out here, but the shadows long over the field as Mason Onyade sends one out to shallow left center field, dropping, but not enough as it's once again caught by Rasmussen for out number two. So three pitches and two outs for the Chinooks here in the bottom of the second inning. And Ciemne still pitching efficiently. He's thrown just 28 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. But that's thanks to an 8-pitch second inning. Now looking for an even more efficient. He's going up against Noah Ruiz, who takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Now, if you're looking for efficiency in the pitch count department, you don't want to face Noah Ruiz, because I tell you what, this guy will either get on base or he'll take you deep in the count. 1-0 count, it's outside for a ball, 2-0. On the game, Ruiz is up for the second time. He singled back in the first inning. Right-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup with two away and the bases empty in the bottom of the third. 2-0 count is sent down the third baseline, and it gets on through. It nutmegs the third baseman, Garcia, and it's into left field as Noah Ruiz has a two-out hit. So a big one for the Rafters as it brings up Andre Meduño, and officially it'll go down as an E5, so an error on Collin Sr. Now two outs, runner on first base, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Andre Meduño. Righty-righty matchup. After still down two runs, and Meduño takes the first pitch right in there for strike number one, and off speed, and called for a strike. Madunio talked about it a little bit in the pregame, and well, you know he's got the power to send one over the wall. He's done it before here. He's also got opposite field power, showed that off in batting practice a few times. Pickoff attempt back to first, but Ruiz slides headfirst back into the bag. And Ruiz, certainly a quick runner. He can steal bases when he needs to. Pitch coming home. It misses outside and gets away from Miklas as Ruiz is on down to second on the wild pitch. It's a 1-1 count to Madunio. And now he's got a runner in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the third. Well, I was talking about the stolen bases there. He still shows off the speed. Ruiz, 8 stolen bases on the year. Ruiz got quick feet on the base pads. 1-1 count to Madunio, and he swings and misses at a pitch breaking away. Now it's 1-2 Madunio. You go to how his season's gone, and his game log is just loaded with great games. Last night, he went 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs and a walk in game 1 against Madison. Puts this one down, right back up to the pitcher's mound, though, and it's a soft toss. 1-3 for out number 3, and so the Rafters do get a base runner, but no runs, no hits on the one error, and they leave one on base. Still 4-2 Lakeshore. It's the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game for the Rafters. It's Alejandro Morales who takes over for Brennan Cohen after Cohen ends up going 3 innings in the game. Cohen, his 3 innings came on 8 hits, 4 runs allowed. All 4 were earned on 1 walk, 1 strikeout. He didn't hit a batter, no balks, and he also did not have a wild pitch while facing 18 batters on 63 pitches. Brings in Morales, the left-handed pitcher. Comes from Cal State Los Angeles. And he'll be taking on the 1, 2, and 3 batters in the order for the Chinooks. That's Beckett Zvorek, David Hogg, and Kyle Miklas. That's who's due up in the top of the fourth. 4-2, the Chinooks lead. Trying to add to that, but Morales looking to get back on track. He misses the first pitch outside for ball number 1. And Morales had been on an absolute heater, to say the least, prior to his last time out. Last time out wasn't his best, as this pitch is fouled back to make it a 1-1 count. And looking at the numbers from that last time up for Alejandro Morales, it, like I mentioned, didn't really go his way, to say the least. That pitch outside for ball number 2, he went 2 innings, allowed 4 runs, 3 of them were earned. But prior to that, it allowed just 1 run in his previous 7 1/3. 2-1 count is hit up the middle towards the mound. Morales there. He'll throw on to first and a strike to Jack Guerrero for out number one. 1-3 on the put out, and it's the first time that Beckett Zvorek's been retired today as it brings up David Hogg with one out and nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. They shore up two runs, and Hogg, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Chinooks, it's a righty-lefty matchup. This pitch misses outside to bring the count 1-0. Hogg up for the third time today. His last time up, he popped out to second base. But he's 1-for-2 on the game. 1-0 count. Misses low for ball two. Back in the first inning, Hogg had an RBI single and then was forced out at home plate. 2-0 count is outside, and now 3-0 to Hogg. And Morales struggled with the walks his last time out. He issued four of them in his two innings, and that's a big reason why he allowed so many runs. Pitch number four is on the outside, and David Hogg will walk on down to first base with a one-out walk. Brings up Kyle Miklas, top of the fourth inning, and looking to move that runner from first over. 4-2 ball game, and Alejandro Morales looks over to second, brings the leg up, now sends it home, and that pitch fouled away by Miklas. Now an 0-1 count. Miklas, left-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks. His last time up, he had a sacrifice fly RBI back in the second inning. He's 1-for-1 on the game. Pitch coming home is hit to the right side of the infield. Parker's there. He'll flip it over to short. Oñate spins, tries to throw home. It's off the glove of Guerrero. Bounces back, and after trying to round first, he will head back to the bag. Kyle Miklas grounded into a 4-6 fielder's choice. And Mason Oñate tried to turn two, but didn't quite get the throw that he was looking for. Would have been a very nice play if he had made it, but just about a foot too high for Guerrero to bring it in. Maybe 6 inches too high. Either way, first pitch here is hit to the left side of the infield and on through into left for a two-out single from Tyler Priest. So now Tyler Priest is on to first base as Kyle Miklas goes to second. Runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the fourth. Morales, looking for a shutout frame, needs to get this third out. Shutout frame would keep it 4-2. Pitch on the way home. It gets low and away, bounces high up to the backstop, and both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Tyler Priest over to second, and Kyle Miklas on third. Now on second and third, there are two outs and a 1-0 count to Drew Reynolds. Reynolds, the left-handed hitting first baseman, has 5 home runs on the season, but swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-1. He's batting just .179 on the season, but when he gets a hold of one, he gets a hold of one. 1-1 count on the way home. It's fouled off of his foot to make it 1-2, and Morales looking to retire the batter for out number three. And well, another ball was thrown into play as Morales was hit by it, so they'll throw it off to the side. Reynolds from the University of Maine. He's a native of Chehalis, Washington. There's on second and third. Here's the 1-2. It's inside, nearly hits Reynolds, but he backs out of the way as the count rolls to 2-2. On deck, Brody Rasmussen. And Rasmussen, another dangerous batter to watch out for. He's had some good games against the Rafters, but this one's hit high in the air towards shallow right field. And running up to it, Chris Diaz makes the catch for out number three. So after not a bad piece on that baseball, it wasn't good enough. And no runs come home to score on the one hit. There were no errors and two left on base. Still 4-2. Rafters trying to get back into it. Down two runs into the bottom of the fourth we go on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's 4-2 Lakeshore Chinooks as the Raptors are looking to get back into the game. They will be led off by their 5, 6, and 7 batters here in the fourth inning. That's Gunnar Myro, Jack Guerrero, and Eric Parker. Wind starting to blow here at Winter Field. It was a bit of a windy start to the game, 14 miles an hour with up to 30-mile-an-hour gusts. A pitch misses for ball number one to Myro, a 1-0 count. The flag out in center field is going from right to left. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a foul tip to bring it back even at 1-1. Myro, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup as Nate Ciemne is indeed back out here to pitch. He's been going strong through this one so far. 1-1 count, hit up to the right side of the middle infield, picked up over at second. Throw on to first is in time, and it's a 4-3 putout for out number one in the fourth inning. And Ciemne's pitch count is still kept down very low. The Raptors like swinging early in counts, and that tends to help out the opposing starter. First inning, it did go more of the Raptors' way, and the top of the order especially likes working the lineup a little more than the middle of the order, and so Ciemne hoping that he can keep his pitch count low through the 5, 6, and 7 batters. Jack Guerrero up at the plate. He's the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Raptors. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, a breaking ball that drops on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Guerrero will be followed by Eric Parker, who has shown off the batting skills. 0-1 count is fouled back to make it 0-2, but Guerrero hoping to give him a base runner here with only one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-2 count on the way home to the man from James Madison University. Ball in his glove. He sends this one home. It's hit up the middle and gets on by into center field. Jack Guerrero, a one-out single. And now Eric Parker up to the plate with a chance to advance the lead runner. Runner on first, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-2 Chinooks. And Eric Parker, right-handed hitting second baseman, will take on the righty Nate Ciemne. And Ciemne up to 42 pitches in the game. Cohen through 63 through his three innings of work. Parker up for the second time today. Righty-righty matchup, and Ciemne looks back over to first base. Brings the pitch home, and it is inside for ball number one. Parker, he singled back in the second inning. That was his only plate appearance so far, and that single, he was thrown out at second. Trying to turn it into two bases. 1-0 count with Guerrero on first. And this one is fouled off of his foot straight back to the mound and brings the count back even at 1-1. Pat Constant on deck. But a double play is in order. And Jack Guerrero, not too many stolen bases on the season. Not as aggressive as a base runner, so he won't have an early start most likely unless the Rafters are feeling aggressive with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Ciamney looks home. He shakes off his catcher, Miklas. Now looks back to first for a split second, and pitch comes home to Parker. It's in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And Parker saw just one pitch back in that second inning when he was able to pick up the single. And talk about the approach here. He's a guy that's seen some good pitching. 1-2 count is hit towards right center field, going back to the warning track. Now taking a couple steps in is the center fielder, Rasmussen, and he'll throw it in as Jack Guerrero remains on first base. So a flyout for out number two in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner stays on first, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Pat Constant. Catcher for the Rafters up for his second time today. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Nate Ciamney trying to get through four complete innings, and maybe he'll be back out for a fifth. Started off the game a little rough. He allowed two runs. Officially, it wasn't an error on the throw down, and so those runs are earned runs as they came home to score, and just a wild throw on down. So 1-0 the count. Pitch comes home, gets a swing and a miss to make it 1-1. Austin, the catcher, is up for the second time today. He drew a walk back in the second inning. And after drawing the walk, he was forced out at second to end the inning on the fielder's choice. 1-1 count on the way. Misses low and outside. It's now 2-1. Austin always likes to take a patient approach from the plate. And this will certainly help work up Ciamney's pitch count, but maybe not enough unless he has an extended 1-2-1 count. It's outside, 3-1, and Costin will just try and get on base any way possible. That'll be the best way to deal with a pitcher who has been going strong through the game like Ciamney. He allowed three hits and one walk in those first two innings, also allowing two runs. Pickoff attempt back to first keeps Guerrero on the bag, but he wasn't too far off of it. Hasn't been, and Guerrero not much of a threat.
Now, breaking news from Civic Media.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here in Civic Media. It is now coming upon 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We interrupt our normally scheduled programming at this hour for a Civic Media News special report. Max Inc. Radio, which is being heard on most of our Civic Media News talk stations at this hour, will return at the top of the hour after our special report. We interrupt tonight because of international news at this hour. Reports are that the United States, their Trump administration's terms successfully, quote unquote, hit three nuclear sites in Iran, in three different places in Iran. President Donald Trump announced this evening as the conflict between Israel and Iran entered its second week. American B-2 bombers were used in the weekend operations, according to sources, both CNN and the Associated Press at this hour. President Trump has announced that he is scheduled to address the nation in about 1 hour from now, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern time. I want to bring on a friend of ours here of Civic Media, of course, and who is the founder of the Lincoln Project. But for this purpose, I want to bring Rick Wilson on, who joins us live via StreamYard, because he worked under former Vice President Dick Cheney in the United States Department of Defense. Rick, thank you so much for coming on very short notice.
Absolutely, Todd. I'm happy to be with you.
And really appreciate your expertise. You worked in the Bush-Cheney administration in Department of Defense. We're hearing tonight, Rick, that these so-called bunker-busting bombs were used in these three.
With runners on first and second and two.
This is accurate. We'll assume that it is for now. This would not be the
tying runner on first. Go-ahead runner at the plate. Still early in this one, but and every run is going to matter. And looking back to second, it's from Siemny, comes home. It is on the outside, called for strike number one, an 0-1 count.
But they are, and we don't know as of now, other than the president's tweet, how effective they were. We anticipate Fordow was always going to be a primary target because it is one of the main enrichment facilities that the Iranians make use of. And the idea that we were would have left that unscathed in a situation like this was sort of unthinkable. Now, my interest right now and my concern right now is that we, you know, as always, the doctrine of unintended consequences in these matters always rears its head. And, you know, we don't know how successful these strikes were. I hope they look. And here's the thing. I hope they were successful because otherwise we're putting the lives of American men and women in those aircraft in danger for no reason. And I hope that there was a considered and smart application of power and forces here in this that has a longer range plan, that has something more it than just, you know, one and done.
We're talking with Rick Wilson, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, but for purposes of this special report here at Civic Media, worked for the Department of Defense under the Bush J administration. Rick, about 3.5 minutes left here before the top of the hour, we join normal programming.
75 FM WFHR.
I think as I've listened preparing for this special report, it seems like the big concern now is particularly soft targets. Can you explain what that means in terms of who may be for American security? Who may be at risk right now?
Yeah, the problem we have right now, Todd, is that the Iranians still get a vote. They have the ability now to and more of a rationale to strike American targets, to do what they've done in the past, use terror tactics against soft targets, use terror tactics by taking hostages, use terror tactics by funding proxies who will attack United States interests. There's a lot of talk right now. I'm on a signal chat with someone in the Gulf right now who is very much afraid that Iran will strike our allies' oil infrastructure in the Gulf and use that as a way to you know, strike back at America in this thing. We don't know what's going to happen yet. It's very early. When I was at the Pentagon, this is a while back though, but it was in the beginnings of the B-2 rollout, and I worked on that. I worked on the B-2 rollout and B-2 matters. Mm-hmm. So I know that we have in this platform an extraordinarily capable weapon system. Even 30 years later, almost, it is still one of the most capable and most deadly weapon systems in the world. And so it was the right platform to use for this assignment. I just hope that this assignment is not, as I said, a one and done. I think it needs to be something more considered, and I hope that it will be treated as something more than a brief stunt.
Yeah. Absolutely. Rick Wilson, I really, really appreciate your time.
Sure thing,
hopefully you can come back with us as this thing unfolds. Again, the United States has bombed 3 different nuclear targets in Iran at this hour. We're expecting President Trump to address the nation at 9:00. Rick Wilson, thank you so very much. Really, really appreciate your expertise. We're going to continue here on Civic Media with regular programming. Stand by as we continue to bring our regular programming, and we will do our best to bring you more information as it becomes available. Again, Todd Lobel for Civic Media at this hour. The United States has bombed 3 different nuclear targets in Iran. The United States maintains that they think this is a quote-unquote one and done. And as you heard Rick Wilson there say, a former Pentagon employee, the real question now is, will Iran stick to that, or will they try to go after some of the soft targets of our allies in the Middle East? Don't go anywhere. Civic Media will continue to stay on this. Again, President Trump addressing the nation in just about an hour at 9:00 Central Time. But we will continue to follow this and stay tuned for Max Inc., our regular scheduled programming across the Civic Media Ready Network. I'm Todd Albo for Civic Media News.
8 o'clock.
This pitch misses low for ball number two, 2-0 to Gray. And in Madison, 1-0 the Mallards lead over the Green Bay Rockers. However, the Rockers have been no-hit by Isaac Milburn through 8 innings. Swing and a miss from Nate Gray brings it to a 2-1 count. So one more inning from Isaac Milburn, who's up at 104 pitches. So he might as well come back out for the 9th inning to try and finish it off. Hitter of the season in the Northwoods League. This one's hit up the middle, and that gets on into center field by Nate Gray. So on the 2-1 count, he picks up a one-out single, his second hit of the game. And now it brings up Esteban Garcia with a runner on first and only one out in the top of the 5th inning. Chinook's up 4-2, and Garcia, the left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup as Morales came in back in